man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Well, here we are. We're surviving. I can plow a field. This is August 12th, 2022. And we're still here. Thank you for joining us at, here on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, edition number 2,000, 20,000, 50,000, I don't know what. And, you know, I'll tell you what, the Trump Phenomenon, let's think about this for a second. How long into the future will the Trump Phenomenon prevail? Well, he's going to run for the presidency in November 2024. He's going to win. He's going to be sworn in on January 20th, 2025 for his second served term. It'll be the third one that he won. And that'll take him out to the inauguration of the next president, January 20th of 2029. And who will that be? A very interesting question. I hope it'll be one of the real, true sidekicks of Donald Trump. Somebody like Taylor Greene, somebody like Boebert, somebody like Jim Jordan. One of the really good ones. Somebody like John Voight. John Voight's too old right now. He's 83 years old. We're going to listen to a message from John Voight. What an incredible man John Voight is. Donald Trump has brought the very best to the fore. And John Voight, we can count him among that band. He put out a message today. I'm going to play it for you. Let's see. Do we have any other preliminaries we need to do here on the show? No, we've got the name, the date, all that kind of good stuff. And I'll give you a phone number in a moment here. You can call in. Lend your wisdom and expertise to our discussion of the Trump phenomenon. 512-248-8252. Get your fingers working on that phone now. I'll see it when you go on the board, and I'll bring you up. Let's see here. There we are. Sometimes I don't get everybody. Mea culpa, and consider yourself to have a rain check whenever you don't get in. All right, let's listen to John Voight. Brilliant actor, you know, before any of this, before we found out what a man he is, when he just loudly proclaimed his admiration, his esteem for Donald John Trump. Let's go to him now. And I got some odd things I didn't know about John Voight. He's 83, so a little bit too old to run. But he would have made a great vice president and a great subsequently president. John Voight would have been. So, you know, some people are of world historical stature. They're just giants. People like Shakespeare, Isaac Newton, they're Beethoven. They're incomparable. Donald Trump is such a man. Let's listen to John Voight. Here he comes. Here he is. And oh, I'm picking this up on truthsocial.com. It's the only place to go nowadays.
This is now a cruel world. It's of intention. He shall be charged for what? For being straightforward? For allowing all to understand the meaning of America, land of the free? Is this a medieval time, a time when being wrongly condemned is to be expected? My fellow Americans, we must not allow our nation to crawl into a hole. We must not allow evil to overtake us all. Let us show who's boss. My friends of all color, race, spirituality of all religions, let's use our power, the power we came to earth for good, for love, for peace, for truth. It's the God-given power, the power of the Almighty. And let us all pray that Donald Trump rises from this evil act upon him, makes a comeback stronger than ever. They may try to knock down and tear down this man, but one thing is for sure, President Donald Trump will show the American people the truth. My fellow Americans, barbaric actions against Trump will only prove that the evil ones are afraid of the truth being exposed, and the greed and deceit will only show that the Democrat fools are guilty of lies, tricks, and corrupt abuse toward the only president who has the best interest of the American people in this country, the United States of America. He who resides with evil will be brought to his knees for redemption, and God shall show all the truth. President Trump was the only man that was beaten down by lies, and now, my friends, he will prove to all that liberty will show itself once again with the hands, the knowledge, the love, the sweat and tears of each and every man and woman who is proud to be an American. We will prevail. We will not fail. For now, let us come together and allow the truth to finally open up the gates for this nation's glory. Our hope, our future, our children, our love for one another, and our greatest choices, our free will, our home, the land of the free. God bless America. And let's bring President Trump back to help one.
The last word got cut off there. To help maybe once again.
He who resides with evil?
I think the word once again got cut off there at the end. But that incredible message from John Voight, V-O-I-G-T. We've all seen him, you know, on TV and movies. He's a genius of an actor. Plays good guys, plays bad guys with genius. But this is his greatest role of all. A role of American patriot at 83 years old. And I have no doubt he would concur in what I just said. And here's an interesting, not nearly as serious a note as that, but, you know, genius, maybe greatness also, is hereditary. It flows in our blood. Here's just a little anecdote about the Voight family. Where was he? In Yonkers, New York. Catholic family. Where was he raised? Yonkers, New York. And he's born in 1938, 10 years before I was born, in the same place. Not Yonkers, but Brooklyn, Manhattan, actually, 1948. Donald Trump was born in Queens, 1946. A lot of, you know, New York used to be a great place. A lot of, well, present company accepted. A lot of talent came out of New York City once upon a time. But here's some talent you didn't know about. I guarantee you, you'll be the only person in your circle who knows this fact. It was Jonathan Vincent Voight's younger brother, his little brother, who changed his name to a composer, nom de plume of Chip Taylor. Chip Taylor is actually James Wesley Voight, born in 1940. And he wrote this. I'm going to play you just little clips of three songs. You wouldn't believe that John Voight's brother wrote these three songs, and he's still going strong, Chip Taylor. He's 82 years old. Here's one. Hard to forget this one, unless you youngsters may not have heard of this one.
Wild thing,
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. That's enough for a lifetime right there to be the composer of Wild Thing. And those, the band there, can they, any of you name the Trogs? The Trogs, T-R-O-G-G-S. Oh, boy, is that our time. All right, I can't even remember when that was. 1966, maybe? Okay, now here's another one. This is another song. This is 1969. This song, you'll recognize her right away. In fact, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a different version where she's singing this with Tom Jones. This is this woman singing with Tom Jones, this song by Chip Taylor, John Boyd's brother. Let me find it here. Well, we're kind of in the bridge there. Let's get to the beginning of the song. You'll recognize it better when she's singing it all by herself. Here. I'm trying for too much right there. Here she is singing it by herself. Okay. All right, all you oldsters out there, how can you forget Janis Joplin? Okay, and I'll give you one more gem here from John Boyd's brother, composed these things. And here it is. This one, this is a performance of this song by one of my heroes, Chrissie Hynde and the Pretenders. Remember? My City Was Gone. Ohio.
And there's no need to take a stand, but it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I am old enough to face the dawn. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel.
That's why I say genius. Genius is inherited. To have written those three songs, Wild Thing, Angel of the Morning, and Try Just a Little Bit Harder. My goodness. Chip Taylor, younger brother to John Boyd. I hope Chip Taylor is a big Trump supporter nowadays. Let's go to some other things that are appearing on truthsocial.com. Tomorrow, there's going to be a rally at Mar-a-Lago. Who knows how many people will be there? There probably is an enormous crowd right now. I'll tell you what, as I was thinking about it earlier today, I thought, you know, one of the things we've seen spontaneously just appearing, not even organized really, just appearing from the people have been flotillas of Trump boats, festooned with Trump flags. By the thousands, the biggest flotillas of private boats ever seen all over the country, in Georgia, in Michigan, in Florida, in California, everywhere. Flotillas of Trump boats. Now, tomorrow, at this massive rally at Mar-a-Lago, there are two waterways in which boats could assemble: the Atlantic Ocean, right off the beach of Mar-a-Lago on the east, and to the west in the Intracoastal Waterway. So I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that right now there are many Trump boats with their engines revving, hurrying to get to Palm Beach, Florida. So, and just, I mean, the kind of thing that we in this MAGA movement do, just going, I'm going. I don't know whether there's going to be a Trump tiller or not, but I'm taking my boat. I don't care how much it costs. I'm taking my boat. I'm going to be there. I'm going to have all my flags. I'm going to have $500 worth of flags flying off of my boat with my whole family and everybody on deck. And there will be many such people, and they'll all, I'm betting you, here it is. I'm putting my dollar down to your donut. They'll be there tomorrow, and we'll talk about it Monday when we get together again here in the Trump Clubhouse. Let's go over to Truth Social, and let's listen to Donald Trump. Now, this is one if you've been watching the news the last 24 hours, you may have already seen this, but it's worth hearing again. It's a video put out by Donald Trump pretty much within the hour of the Gestapo raid on his home. He put this out, and it was something he had obviously prepared earlier, but he chose that moment to put it out. You won't be getting the visual, which is, but you'll get a lot from the audio. The sound you hear in the background, I hope my audio can pick it up, is rain. His the soundscape for this is rainfall.
In decline. We are a failing nation.
Rain and thunder. Rain and thunder. We are a nation in decline.
We are a nation that has the highest inflation in over 40 years, where the stock market just finished the worst first half of a year in more than five decades. We are a nation that has the highest energy cost in its history, and we are no longer energy independent or energy dominant, which we were just two short years ago. We are a nation that is begging Venezuela and Saudi Arabia for oil. We are a nation that surrendered in Afghanistan, leaving behind dead soldiers, American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the finest military equipment in the world. We are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people, and it will only get worse. We're a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never before. We've never seen anything like this. We're a nation that no longer has a free and fair press. Fake news is about all you get. We're a nation where free speech is no longer allowed, where crime is rampant like never before, where the economy has been collapsing, where more people died of COVID in 2021 than in 2020. We're a nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon and China to use the trillions and trillions of dollars it's taken from the United States to build a military to rival our own. We are a nation that over the past 2 years is no longer respected or listened to all around the world. We are a nation that is hostile to liberty and freedom and faith. We are a nation whose economy is floundering, whose stores are not stocked, whose deliveries are not coming, and whose educational system is ranked at the bottom of every list. We are a nation that in many ways has become a joke. But soon we will have greatness again. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country. And it is hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield ever, ever, ever. We will never give in, we will never give up, and we will never, ever back down. We will never let you down. As long as we are confident and united, the tyrants we are fighting do not stand even a little chance. Because we are Americans, and Americans kneel to God and God alone. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again.
Wow. And the president put that up. I hope you could hear some of the music, the thunder, the rain. Beautiful, beautiful. You'll see that. Stick around on the internet. You'll see that 3 minute and 50 second piece from the president. Engineer skipped a break there. So we might go into a break. You know, that's something that's great about Republic Broadcasting. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and support the sponsors, support Republic Broadcasting. Do what Mike Rivero says. Just put some money in an envelope, seal it, and send it in. Keep Patriot Radio alive, and keep the MAGA movement alive. Keep all the people with their shoulder to the wheel, as we are here, as you are. Keep the energy flowing. Let's go to you know, skipping breaks is something, you know, you don't even know what's happening. But, you know, Republic Broadcasting will skip a break. They're counting on you to make it up. They want you to hear the important stuff, like what the president just was doing right there. Let me give you a post here that was, here's one. This is a post from Dinesh D'Souza, who's very prominent on Truth Social. Something you'll find when you go to Truth Social, the front page, I'm not an adept yet at Truth Social, but it appears to me that Dinesh D'Souza and his team, not Dinesh, Devin Nunes, rather, and his team are selecting really choice messages and articles and videos and just putting them up, bing, 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 bing. It's a great read. For you. You know, when you go on to think about it, a lot of websites are just, you know, it's just too much. You know, thousands of people posting away. You don't know what the hell's going on. You don't know where to look. There's so much going on. You don't know where you are. But at Truth Social, Devin Nunes gives you the best of the best, a very choice selection. So if you only have a half an hour, 15 minutes, you can go there to Truth Social and you can cherry pick, because Devin's already done it for you. So here's one. Here's a post from Dinesh D'Souza, which he writes, desperation. They're desperate to get Trump on something. And then he quotes Joseph Stalin, show me the man and I will find the crime. It's exactly what the Attorney General is all about, this criminal that is the Attorney General. He could be Joseph Stalin's brother. And D'Souza includes a screenshot of Attachment B to the warrant that the FBI inflicted on America on August 8th. And here's get what's included in the scope of the warrant, of what is to be seized. You're not going to believe this. This is Twilight Zone stuff. This is what it says. These lawless people, these criminals, we're going to use the law like this to take away your freedom, to destroy your country. Property to be seized. All physical documents and records constituting evidence. Contraband, fruits of crime, or other items illegally possessed, including the following. And D'Souza takes out his yellow highlighter and highlights item C. This is item C. This is what's to be seized. Any government and or presidential records created between January 20th, 2017 and January 20th, 2021. Let that sink in. Merrick Garland. To be seized, any record that Donald Trump has or produced from the day he was sworn in to the day he left the White House 4 years later. Can you believe that? That's the scope. That seems very, very specific, doesn't it? So that's the joke that's been made of the Fourth Amendment, your right to secure, be secure in your papers and possessions.
America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're back, folks. And what just occurred reflects something you're going to see probably more and more as the battle intensifies. These communication channels that we have as patriots, you know, if you're going to hear Marjorie Taylor Greene speak, I'm going to try to get her voice for you here in just a moment. You heard John Voight a bit ago. This is all coming over an internet that is it in our hands? These giant companies that constitute what they call the backbone of the internet, are they owned by patriots or controlled by patriots? Or do they listen to or heed anything like the Fourth Amendment or the Constitution or the First Amendment? No, they don't give a rat's ass. So this signal that you're hearing right now is coming. You have to call it a miracle that it's somehow getting through, you know, company ABC and company XYZ and, you know, these giant companies through which this is all traveling on websites.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, here we go. We'll take a short break. Come back right after this break.
Hi. Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go.
Hey, we're back, folks. And the, you lying so-and-so, Merrick Garland. The thought I was trying to express a moment ago was simply, it's such a miracle that your ears are about to hear incredible people, not me, but incredible people like Charlie Kirk. You're going to hear his voice in just a moment. You're going to hear Marjorie Taylor Greene in just a moment. And it's fresh. It's stuff that they recorded in the last 24 hours for you. It's brought to you via Truth Social, Donald Trump's website. You just heard his voice. And imagine that you're in an army, that you're in an unbelievable combat, a struggle, and you've got this little radio, you're there in your, you know, in your position in the battle, and you've got a radio, you've got a walkie-talkie. Who do you need to be in contact with? How important are communications to a battle situation? Incredibly true. And so what this delicate little line where you can actually press the button on your handset there and you can hear General Washington, you can hear General Patton, you can hear President Trump, you can hear your leader live. That is so important, and that is such a you know, such a vulnerable line of communications that we have. So let's just do this. Let's enjoy this just for a moment. I'm going to play. Here he comes. Let me play. Here's Charlie Kirk, one of our great, great leaders. So this isn't General Patton. This isn't General Washington, but this is one of our commander's top lieutenants.
It's the monstrosity that invaded Mar-a-Lago. It is the machine that came in, guns drawn, 30 FBI agents for 9.5 hours. Merrick Garland is seeking revenge, and he just doesn't care. Merrick Garland is angry. He's not a Supreme Court justice. We have allowed, over the last 100 years, the administrative state, also called the deep state or the shadow government, to do whatever they want to do with very little check or balance or transparency being demanded. The problem with the administrative state is that it's so arbitrary. They get to choose who they target. The law is not the guide of the shadow government, the bureaucrats. Donald Trump revealed a lot of this, but what I think many people underestimated is the shadow government doesn't stop caring about you just because you left office. They must purge the ranks of non-believers. It's the...
Okay, so, and I think it's darker than Charlie Kirk. He's a genius. He's incredible. But I think it's worse than the picture he paints right there. This is just a battle of evil, and they are... It is the ultimate communist takeover, what's happening right now. There's some incredible... Oh, I'll see if I can remember before the show is over. There's a former deputy assistant FBI director. Okay, it's going to come to me. A former deputy assistant FBI director who said in the last 24 hours, he said, the Chinese Communist Party has penetrated the top of the American government. And what we're seeing at Mar-a-Lago is the playing out of that. He says, at the top, the CCP has operatives running our government, including Joe Biden. This is a former... The FBI was not always rotten. There was a time when it was great. And this is a deputy assistant director. I'm going to have to remember his name. My goodness, he was on... Whose show was he on? I saw it today. He said the Chinese communists have established control at key points of the United States government. And Merrick Garland being one of those. Joe Biden being another. At the very top, I mean, this is so dark, this is so bad. Now let's listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about, let us go back to her. And here she is today. Congresswoman from Northwest Georgia.
What they've been doing, President Trump, is political persecution. Merrick Garland has abused his position of power as the Attorney General to persecute Joe Biden's enemies. And the whole purpose of this is to prevent President Trump from ever being able to hold office. So I'm on my way into Capitol right now, and I'm introducing articles of impeachment on Merrick Garland because we cannot tolerate this in America, where our great institutions are welded and abused in such a way to defeat people's political enemies. That's not what this is for, and it should never exist.
Okay, that was Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I can see the Supreme Court building in the background. She's on the steps on the side of the Capitol, where she is a congresswoman from Northwest Georgia, the Chickamauga area. Wonderful. Heading all the way down to the outer suburbs of Atlanta. That's Trump country. So we've got some good ones here. Now here's an encouraging thing. Donald Trump writes today, he says, he gives the scorecard on his endorsements of people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. And guess what it is? This is how well we're doing, the MAGA movement, you people out there. Donald Trump has made 173 endorsements, 173 in this election cycle. Now, this is a quiz question. Mark on your slate, how many do you think out of 173 endorsements from the president, with many of these endorsements having a counter endorsement from a rhino like Mike Pence, or a rhino like Mitt Romney, actually going head to head against the Trump endorsements? He's made 173. How many have won? Okay, I'll give you a few seconds to calculate your numbers there. Doom, 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 doom. Time is up. 167 winners, 6 have lost. Donald Trump is 167-6. You're a better mathematician than I am, so you can figure out what that ratio is. It's almost 30-1. So there you go. 30-1 ratio, Donald Trump wins. Winning. All right, let's see. Whoa, let me check my chat board here and see if anybody's okay. I don't have anybody on the line, I don't think. Let me give you a number to call in. A few eager callers out there. 512-248-8252. James, I see you there in Vancouver. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. If you want a running mate for Donald Trump, get actor James Woods.
Yes.
James Woods. He won't be easy to push around.
Yeah, and he's young enough, I think. I'm not sure.
74, 75.
Oh, he's a youngster. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
also,
go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it looks to me like if they're all going to show up at Mar-a-Lago tomorrow, this is looking more and more like the 60s. I mean, people are just going to go for miles and miles hitchhiking to get there here and there because there's a big protest going to happen, you see. This is how it's going to work. The people are, yeah.
Yes.
See what I mean? It's like... Nixon in the White House, and everybody descended on Washington about the Vietnam War, 1969, things like that, right?
Yes, I was
people
there.
People can't take it anymore. Yeah,
yeah,
there you are.
Yes, this is reminiscent of what we were doing in the 60s, and you know, the shoes on the other foot, Here's
doesn't
a little
matter.
Musical memento. Stay with me, James, but let's just listen to one of the
Alrighty.
Talk about it. Genius. Here's one.
Usually bras fit.
Oh, okay. First, I don't want you to hear that ad for bras.
These pop festivals that they've been having around the world lately. It's one that I didn't really get to go to. I'd been playing the night before in Chicago with a band, friends of mine, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, etc., etc. And it was their first professional appearance, and we were all kind of excited about it. And the next night, we were supposed to all play in Woodstock, and I had to do a TV show the next day, so I kind of got left behind because they were having problems getting people in and getting them back out again and everything. So I stayed home in New York, and I watched it on television all day and saw everybody there playing and singing. And it was really a nice festival, I guess, and from the looks of everything. And well, I wrote a little song for my friends to sing and for myself to sing as well. And it's called Woodstock. It goes like this.
Total genius.
Thank you.
to turn it down. But, you know, I'm still waiting for Joni. Joni still hasn't caught the fire here on the Patriot cause. You know, we'll wait. We'll wait. She's a genius. She should be able to figure it out. But, yes, James, this is spontaneous, like Woodstock. Woodstock, nobody.
Right.
Joni Mitchell was there in New York City. She had no idea that 500,000 people were going to assemble at Yasgur's farm in upstate New York.
Right.
500,000 right. hippies and people like me. Right. That's what I was right. doing then. And but that's what we had. We had, and this is so much important. This movement that has overtaken us, the MAGA movement, it's everywhere. It's and it's spontaneous. It doesn't have leadership, really. It's wonderful. And I'm betting we'll see it tomorrow at Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
We'll be there like the Patriots assembled on Lexington Green. You know, they just
there
came out of the trees. They just came out of their cabins. You know, the Patriots at cowpens. And so that's what's happening. And Woodstock. These are just giant. And that's why I say to anybody that hasn't been to one of these happenings, these love-ins. And really, that's what they feel like to me. I was there at those love-ins back in the 60s. And this is the same thing on steroids. So if you haven't been to one, folks, you've got to go. If you're anywhere near Mar-a-Lago right now, get in your car.
Yeah.
Go.
Get on the road.
Yeah. Gas up your boat and get going down the coast there.
Right.
And I'll tell you, as bad as it is, this is such a wonderful time to be alive. It's terrible, but it's wonderful. I use that, you know, the Dickens introduction to A Tale of Two Cities. It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. This is such a stark moment of just we are facing the ugly face of Merrick Garland, Satan himself. You know, you can see it in their eyes. All of these people on the left, like Nancy Pelosi, what do you see in her eyes? What do you see in Chuck Schumer's on his lips when he smirks? What is that look on his lips? It's Satan. It's evil itself. Merrick Garland on his face. You don't see the kind, lines and features of a John Voight, of a Donald Trump, James Woods or Jim Jordan. There's such a contrast between good people, and you can see it. It's something you can discern. It's clear to you. And the face of these evil monsters, and that's what they are. There's no confusion here. This is such a stark battle, and it's a battle for everything. And it's for the battle. Others, like Viktor Orban, we heard him the other day speaking. And Viktor Orban was speaking at a CPAC event, of all things. The Prime Minister of Hungary came to Dallas to speak to patriots here because he recognizes the fate of Hungary. Those 10 million people, they're forlorn if they think they're going to defeat the great Satan by themselves. They aren't. America has to fight and has to win in this battle, or the little places like Hungary are, you know, what hope do they have? And so Viktor Orban and everybody else in the world, they know it. It all rides on what we do here. So every right. little bit you know, folks like James out there. Well, thank you,
well,
James.
Like you said in Hungarian, hoira magyar.
Oh, you speak Hungarian too. Oh my God, a multilingualist here, folks. What do they call it? Genius.
With Hungarian.
Oh yeah. Well, Well, you heard my little one sentence Hungarian
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
of,
yeah. Oh, pretty good. You're good. You're good.
Talpra magyar. Hia haza.
Oira magyar. Oira.
Well, look, James, you and I may meet up in Budapest. You know, come on.
Yeah.
We may be on the same flight.
You never know.
You never know.
I gotta go, man. I'll get back to you.
All right. See you, James. Thank you. Let's go to Anthony in Tucson. Anthony, what's on your mind?
Hello. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, Anthony, it's all yours. What do you want to say?
I'm listening to you.
Yes? You have the microphone. You can say anything you want.
You put me to sleep. You talk. I think what you really want is to listen to your commercials and your music, and you don't necessarily want the truth on how to undo the communist conspiracy to take away this nation that was started in 1840 by Adam Weishaupt. I cannot get the truth out. There is a solution, and we could stop it. It's dead cold. Now, you can hang up on me? Am I still on the air?
Yes, you are, but here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm very familiar with Adam Weishaupt, Anthony. I probably knew about him before you did. But that's not the question, okay? Why try to do a one-upsmanship? Like, Kelso, you don't know what you're talking about. But I, Anthony in Tucson, I've got the answers. It's more helpful, Anthony, to think of something that you have witnessed or heard about in the last 24 hours or this week that would be interesting to thousands of patriots.
The raid on Trump's home.
Yeah. What's your thought on that? What's your thought on the raid?
The raid is a Jewish plot that they formed the Federal Reserve Bank, first of all.
Here we go.
Then the FBI.
Here we go.
CIA. Now, National Security and Homeland Security are all part of Anthony.
Article. Yep, there we go. Yep, the Jews did it all, Anthony. Boy, you've got the secret.
I'm related to them. I know.
Okay. And so now let's see. Let me ask you this one. Riddle me this, Anthony. How many Jews are in the controlling positions of the Chinese Communist Party?
2% of the Jewish population have control of 94% of the American people.
Wait a minute. Did I mention? Did you hear my question? Do you have wax in your ears? How many Jews are in the controlling echelon of the Chinese Communist Party?
All of them.
Okay. All right, Anthony. I'm going to answer the question for you because you're being ridiculous. Okay, and this is kind of a waste of the audience's time.
First of all, the Federal Reserve.
No, Anthony. Get some work on the earwax. Okay. All right. Now I will answer my own rhetorical question. There, folks. There are no Jews in the controlling echelon of the Chinese Communist Party, nor will there ever be. And the people who may kill you, who may kill your family, prevent you from ever having descendants, and eradicate the United States of America are Chinese. They're not Jewish. They're Chinese. They are building aircraft carriers. We're not. They are launching aircraft carriers. We're not. They are putting their army up in space. We're not. They are overtaking us, as Donald Trump just said in that message. They are spending the trillions, I'm quoting Donald Trump, they are spending the trillions they have taken from you, from America, and they're spending it, and they are using it to overwhelm us militarily. And unless Donald Trump retakes the White House, they may succeed in that. We are outmatched right now. If the Chinese launch World War III, all of you listening to my voice will die. The American Sixth Fleet will be sunk, and any other fleets that are sent in the direction of China. We will be overwhelmed. They have a serious army, navy, and air force, and space force. They don't have any floating maternity wards on their aircraft carriers. They are killers, and we don't have something that can oppose them. We do. You can cross your fingers. I'm doing it. I got all my fingers crossed. I'm hoping those nuclear subs that we have are as good as they were advertised to be. And I'm hoping, even more importantly, that the crews and the commanders on those nuclear subs have the balls to fight, because your life depends on it. And people like Anthony, who are explaining that it's the Jews. We're going to lose if we listen to that kind of crap. We have a deadly killer enemy based in Beijing, in Xi Jinping. And he has the ability, with no Jewish help, he has the ability to end our civilization. He is the most evil. He is the head of the most evil government in the history of the world. Joe Biden, they own Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Jill Biden and all the rest of the demon rats. And Donald Trump, I'm getting a message here from my boy. Why am I doing this radio? I want a future for my little boy. I want an America for my little boy. I'm not worried about my future. I'm worried about my 11-year-old and my 17-year-old. That's what I'm fighting for. And I want to fight with a message that can win, which is what Donald Trump has. Not a loser message like Anthony's. And Anthony, please spare us. Don't call back. Please. There are some very out of the way, very little listened to radio shows out there that espouse your view. Call those shows, okay? They love to hear you. That's all they do. Donald Trump has a message which wins. How do we know it wins? Because he won. He won with his message. And his message includes patriot Chinese, patriot Jews, patriot Europeans, patriot African Americans, patriot American Indians, patriot Hispanics, patriots all over the world, patriot Hungarians. This is a battle between evil, pure evil, and goodness, which resides all over the world, in all peoples. The paper I subscribe to, the Epoch Times, the only one I've subscribed to Don Wassel's Freedom Times, the only two I subscribe to, the Epoch Times, founded by patriot Chinese. And they may be our hope for overthrowing the Chinese Communist Party. So I'm devoting too much time to that. I graduated from that long ago. Donald Trump led the way. We'll be back after this big rally tomorrow in Mar-a-Lago. Let's see what happens. We'll recount on Monday when we meet up here again in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.